Praise the Lord. So I thank the Lord for giving this opportunity to come and give a little brief message based on what I prayed about this week of fasting prayer. Firstly, I would say like this: whoever came for the 3-day fasting prayer, I promise you, it was a blessing. It was a great blessing for me. I had an opportunity to be like to talk with God, and it was amazing for me. It was a great opportunity. It was like my first time. Like God has talked to me, but like I never had a conversation with Him, and I really enjoyed it. So getting to my message, my topic is called The Greatest Gift, and for the main words, can everyone please turn with me to 1 Peter 4:9-11? 1 Peter 4:9-11. Thanks, Jimmy. Before we get into this, I'd like to pray before we get in. Father God, thank you, Lord, for this time you've given us, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the worship team, oh Lord, for helping us lead through worship, oh God. As Lord, it's only 2 days remaining, oh Lord, until we enter the new year, oh God. Lord, you blessed us, oh Lord, for the past 11 months, oh Lord. And we're entering, oh Lord, a year, oh Lord, with all prosperity and happiness, oh God. I pray, oh Lord, the message I'm delivering today, oh Lord, be heart touching, oh Lord, and be pleasing, oh Lord. Opening hearts of souls, oh Lord. I pray that you do your work, oh God. Through me, oh Lord, everything, oh Lord, is possible, oh God. I pray that you speak, oh Lord, to these people through me, oh, using me, oh Lord, for your glory, oh God. In all things, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So the main topic I'd like to bring up is the term of steward. So does anyone know what a steward is? Like what he does or what he is? Anyone? Just like say it again, Jimmy? Exactly, serves others. So I wrote, basically what she said. So a steward is a person who serves the customers, and it doesn't matter where it is, hotel, restaurants, airplanes, anywhere. And when thinking of the term steward, I thought of the first thing that happened to me when I went to India. I had a great time, but after that, I did not have a great time, one bit, because I got sick. And it was kind of like the worst moment for me, because main thing is 9 years in Canada, going there for 1 month and 2 weeks, the water and everything was bad for me. So what happened was coming back, it got more worse on my journey back home. What happened was on my way here on India to Qatar, my fever started to increase, and many people already know the story. And what happened was it went above 40, and I was told not to fly if I don't go under medication. And so I kept, my mom and dad kept bargaining, saying that we can't miss our next flight or anything. So it was like a big problem or anything, but somehow God worked ways. What happened was I took the medication. It was a high dose medicine to put me, to sedate me, to put me in sleep. So in one way, it cooled my body down. And when I got back on my plane, I was told that I've been giving two hosts to be with me to care for me when I'm on my journey back to Atlanta. So the thing is that there's always a person who'd care for you, and they would be there. They'd be like in our Christian life, when you face problems, we have God to be there for us in our tough times. If we're like, for example, the song was saying, I'm trading my sorrows. The way it is, we trade our sorrows to God, and God takes it everything, and he takes it away from you, and you be safe and calm. And like moments like that in my life is like I have issues in my I had problems in my life, like tests, like in school, like where presentations are due, and like I have problems because I had issues where giving a speech I get stage fright. It was like, oh, I can't take it. And I pray to God, hey God, I'm giving it, and it's by myself, and it's worth a lot of marks as well. So I'm like, God, I can't mess this up. If I mess this up, I won't get in this course, and it's something I want to go into. And I prayed to God, and I prayed the moment I went into class. I felt a relief, no longer stress. I presented the thing like literally, it was like as a businessman, I presented the video of my presentation. So literally, cast your burdens to God, and He'll take everything away from you. One of the verse that refers into the 1 Peter 4:9, offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. And one of the verses that I'd like to read is Hebrews 13:2, which says, do not forget to show hospitality to strangers, for by doing so, some people show hospitality to angels without knowing it. And when I read this, it literally brought me to the chapter, the topic of Abraham. In Genesis 18:1-5, it talks about the three visitors who approached, who came to Abraham. And what we read in Genesis 18:2, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried up from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, if I found favor in your eyes, my Lord, do not pass your servant by. Let a little water be brought, and then you may all wash your feet and rest under this tree. What this means that even Abraham was a rich man, and we really, like, he had lands and everything. But the thing is, he, within the limited, within the things he had in his household, like, back then there's no, like benches or, like, nice steel stools or anything like that. And whatever supplied, whatever supplies Abraham had, he gave that, he said, please sit here under the tree, fed them, and he said, be on your way. That is one of the things that came to my mind of based on hospitality. And my second topic I'd like to bring up is called the greatest gift of God. And the reason why I chose greatest gift is because this is a season of Christmas and everything. And before you guys all left school, did you guys do like Secret Santa or anything in school? Like, how many of you guys did it? Anyone? Jemmy, Stacy? And do you guys like your gifts? Is it okay? What about you guys? You guys like your gifts? Is that okay, Jemmy? Stacy, what about you? You like your gifts? Okay. So, basically, our greatest gift is our Jesus Christ. The greatest gift was He died on the cross for us. And what I written down was, Jesus being the greatest steward was the greatest. It was the steward to humanity, and He came to this world to save us from all sins and to completely eradicate all the shroudness and darkness in our heart and take it out. And that's what He did on the cross. And in 1 Peter, turn with me to 1 Peter 1, 5 and 9. Someone can read it for me, please. 1 Peter 1, 5 and 9. Yeah, so basically saying the greatest gift is our last time, which is what God is going to reveal to us. And that is when, so basically our path in this world is a mission that God has given us. And what we do is He leads us in that way. And when we reach our destination, which is in heaven, He will gift us with eternal freedom, eternal time of praise. Like Joshua mentioned before he went to Morocco, he said that 24/7 worship with God nonstop. And the thing is, if you don't want to worship, the other place is hell. Literally. So basically it's saying the moment you get to heaven, it's He's gifting you with everything. Like pearly gates are open, you get to enter like full like light. God, you see angels worshiping nonstop. Like that is something that we all want to enter and witness. So what is our main responsibility as a Christian being a steward is a steward, a worker, like a waiter mainly, doesn't work, works one with your authority. And as a Christian, without abiding in Christ, you cannot do anything in this world. And I'd like to bring out John 15 in verse 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. And apart from me, you cannot do nothing. This is basically saying that we have to be very, very muchly dependent on God. In this world, we cannot do nothing without God. Because, like, if we, for example, like there's so many problems in our day-to-day lives. There's diseases, like cancer, things that doctors cannot fix. So in that ways, we have to depend on God, and God will definitely bring an end result to your healing. And one of the people that I like to bring up is Paul. He said that he himself said that he was considered trustworthy to be a missionary for God. And that is in 1 Timothy 1, verse 12. I thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. In this verse, it completely focuses on saying that God. So in our lives, we as Christians, we're known as Christians. We have the name. We are known as Pentecost. But the thing is, even if we are Pentecost, God should consider us trustworthy. If we're Pentecost and we say the word, and like all of a sudden you turn your back and say things about that, like that person in the church or like in your community, that's basic. Like doesn't like there's no point in using the being called Pentecost. If we're being called as Pentecost, God should consider you as Pentecost and trustworthy for His name. And as a Christian, so John 15:5 actually talks a lot in saying, apart from me, you can do nothing in this world. A Christian has challenges in their life, but we have a great responsibility to maintain our integrity with Christ, and which is to maintain moral principles towards God and man. So principles that whatever God has set in front of us, we should obey that and follow it. And to conclude my message, can I have the worship team come up on stage for me, please? To conclude my message, being a steward, we are responsible to maintain the identity of Christ in our lives. And as Christians, we should show our hospitality through our character, showing if a person comes to your house or someone comes in saying, can I please have a glass of water? Just show that if you're showing the hospitality, you may not be rewarded on earth, but when you get to heaven, you'll be rewarded. And as it says, each person has their own book in heaven. And each person, whatever good things they do in this world, God will grant you for that. If you okay, hold on. When you're in the community, you don't want to talk big about yourself. It's best that someone says good things about you and shares that to the public. And that is sharing the word of God and being the Christian steward you are for God's name. Our final goal, our final destination is with God. And my topic of the greatest gift is what God did for us. He died on the cross for us, for you and my sins. And as we sang the song today, what was the song we sang today, Justin, the first song? Man of Sorrows. So the song says, now my debt is paid. It was paid in full. By the precious blood of Jesus, all was gone. On Thursday night when I was praying, this song came into my head. We're entering New Year's. All is gone. And the one thing God did for us. Died for you and me. Could we all stand up? Could we bring up the lyrics? Now my debt is paid. Now my debt is paid.
Now my debt
is
paid. It is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled.
He died for you and me. All sin was broken on the day he entered that cross.
No hold on me, whom the Son sets free. Oh, it's free.
My debt
is paid. It is paid in full by the precious blood. Jesus bill. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, it's free. Salvation, where your love poured out over me, and now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor to thee, and oh, that rugged cross, my soul.
Thank you, Lord, for this time, O Lord, for helping me give my message. Lord, you touch, O Lord. You do your work. As we sing, Lord, you paid all our prices. We had so much sin and sorrow in our lives. We gave everything to you. Lord, one thing we want to hear when we reach is you to tell us, today I will be with you in paradise. Touch your children, O God. As the new year has come, O Lord, we might face trials, O Lord. Trials that you put in front of us, oh God, and we know there's a greater reward waiting for us. Lord, I bring everything in your hands, oh Lord. In Jesus' name we pray.